I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heavy rains have overwhelmed at least 21 locations in Sudan, raising fears of waterborne disease in a nation whose healthcare system is already crippled by war. Some of the 10 million displaced people in Sudan belong to ethnic groups that are actively hunted by one of the warring parties. But hope remains. A believer we'll call John says teams of church planters report gospel growth in Darfur as people try to make sense of their suffering. And some areas of ministry are so covert they rarely make headlines. Today, we're giving a glimpse into a sensitive story from Keys for Kids Ministries because they can't do it alone. Keys for Kids is translating their devotionals into Mandarin for children who may have never heard the gospel otherwise. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says it's one of the most spiritually restricted areas of outreach. You can support this sensitive project and find ways to pray at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.